What up on Deckers, it's Spike Lou. I found a new beard sauce for you, beardorganics.com. Go check out the site, man. Check out what they got for you with the new beard sauce flavors. They got the almond joint. They got the lime blend that I gets down with to keep my beard where it need to be. It's going to give you that soft shine that you need. It's all natural. It's from the earth. Everything that you looking for in the beard sauce, Beard Organics got it. On the Instagram page is Beard Organics. Also on the Twitter, Beard Organics. So go check that out, man. They are sponsor for the week. They keep my beard saucy. Animal Brown need to add it to his to get on my level. And we can get y'all right, too. Go to beardorganics.com. That's where you're going to get the dope beard sauce for you. And put in a promo code, On Deck. On Deck going to get you 10% off the already cheap price at beardorganics.com. So go check that out. Also, the testimonials on YouTube so you can know what they're talking about in real life, not even outside us. On Deck TV, support the real. Let's go.
My bad. Too hype.
Oh, man, you got too hype. Then you did your 21 Savage thing. You cat in the hat and over there.
I did. My bad. Too hype. I got to calm down.
Yo, this is the On Deck TV podcast. We appreciate you listening. I am Spike Lou.
Absolutely, man. Holla at your boy Animal Brown. Animal _ Brown on all social media.
Yep, I am Spike Lou on those same social sites, Instagram, Twitter. Also, go to the show page. Please check that out, the On Deck TV podcast on Instagram and on Twitter.
Absolutely, man. What you have on deck for the weekend? Even though we slick still in the weekend.
Say, man, it's still early, man. We doing an early recording. You had to go do some
business to handle.
To take care of.
What day is this, man? I don't even know what day of the weekend.
Oh, man, get out of here. So actually, we're recording on a Saturday. So if anything happens between this and the next time that you hear us, I guess we'll comment as much as we can on social sites, and then we'll take the commentary to this for the next episode. But what we will do is handle what's on our plate for today with the latest and greatest in hip-hop. But before we do that, we want to let you know about Full Sport Press. That is FSP, J-Hove, Coach Locke, Howeezy on the boys over there giving you the latest in sports each week.
Absolutely, man. Of course, as we said before, their latest episode is up. Which one is this?
It was the NFL free agency, right?
NFL free agency. Whole lot of shit cracking off with the NFL right now.
And they actually going to do another episode probably once you hear this.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, y'all listen to that one too.
Also, Ladies Room, Rizzo, Anne-Marie, what it do? The lovely ladies up in New York holding it down for the network.
Yep, please go check that out.
Absolutely, man. New episode is up. Hoes be winning. That is self-explanatory.
Fresh for Dummies. New episode coming soon.
Man, new episode coming eventually. Me and the homie J-Hove. Y'all be on the lookout for that. We got a super dope episode lined up, man. We just got to get to recording it, man.
Got to get the spring fresh going on. I know Jay don't leave out of like a 45-minute vicinity.
Absolutely.
So you have to go like
so it's tough. Him.
Yeah, Jay, probably, you might have to do it in the car.
Yeah.
Comedians in cars. That's how y'all have to do it.
Absolutely, man. But look, big boy episode coming up. Rick Ross has his 9th full-length LP dropping next week. 9 albums, dude.
Young William Roberts, let's get it.
So it's about that time. We said, dude, we got to go through this Ross discography because I believe it's supremely slept on.
I don't know if it's slept on.
Nah, it's supremely slept on. You hear me?
It's a good catalog. It ain't slept on. I mean, it's about where it ranked, but we'll get into that later.
Absolutely. But as we always do, let's talk about what done jumped off in these last 3 days.
I don't want no frauds.
Hey, Nicki Minaj. She fired back.
She's back.
No Frauds. She actually dropped 3 songs. No Frauds was the big dog.
The other two was R&B joints, though.
Yeah. I mean, nah, the other one was a rap joint, too.
That shit wasn't no rap, man. I don't know what that was. She trying to do that Drake shit too much. I think people want to hear her rap more.
It depend.
I do.
The registers ring when you sing.
Okay.
Shout out to One Dance. How many billion streams is that?
That's cool.
But Nicki Minaj finally answered. A lot of rumors were going on that she wasn't even about to say nothing about Remy. Those were obviously false. This song dropped, No Frauds, featuring Wayne, featuring Drake. Mixed reactions online. I'm here to ask you, give me a letter grade for her response.
Just because she went and got the power team with her, the tag team. I mean, I get it a B. And I give it a B because you're not going to be able not to hear that at least for the next month.
Like I agree.
The hook got the sauce on the. It sounded like a Drake throwaway that he had. That he was going to put on Mo Life, but didn't want to put it on there. Gave it to Nikki as the oop. She Sean Kemp'd it, dunked it home. And you're going to hear her on the hook. Well, excuse me. You're going to hear Drake or whatever. And you're going to hear her in the club for at least the next 3-4 weeks. And Remy going to have to eat that. They ain't not finna play Sheeta. Like, it was hot. It was hot for a good little week. I liked it. Everybody liked it. She came out with the other song, like we said, a fumble. And now this one, you put the three. Like, even if it ain't a dope song and people are saying it's not, and I understand that, the last time that you heard a new Nicki, Drake, and Wayne song,
it's been a stretch.
Exactly. So they automatically going to play that on the radio, and it ain't got no jack beat. It ain't nothing like that. It's something original, something with sauce on it they're going to be able to play, even if they just playing the hook.
Now, so my letter grade for this, I'm hovering around the same thing. I'm going to say a B. It would be an A if it were better Wayne and better Drake verses.
Is there a better Wayne?
Okay, maybe if Wayne wasn't on it, because his verse was atrocious.
He should have sampled Wayne.
And Drake's verse was just some little cool. Like, it was just okay. It's one of Drake's weaker verses. But we're not here for neither one of them two. We're here to hear what Nicki had to say. Me, personally, I thought the shit she said was slick, though. Like, I was like, you can't be Pablo if your shit ain't selling. Nigga, bum bitch. What type of bum bitch shoot a friend over a stack?
And it fit
made Nicki her seem too. Real petty.
Yeah, it fit Nicki, too. It wasn't like if Nicki would have tried to go in for 6 minutes and give bars, like, that's Remy's strength. Now you back playing basketball on her court. All Nicki had to do was, like, the little singing, the little hook, drop those couple bars, hit her where it hurt. You know what I'm saying? She out of there.
Drop facts.
She ain't never got to do this again. Like, this is over with for Nicki Slickly.
That now
unless Remy might pop off, it ain't a job.
Let me get on my soapbox, because I said this when we first started talking about this beef. I said what Nicki should do is get on an original song that was probably already in the can, switch up about 6 to 8 bars, aim them at Remy, and call it a day, and have that shit in rotation on radios and clubs nationwide. And that's, now we don't know how old this song was, but they was in the studio. They took the picture in the studio like hella weeks ago. I'm assuming this was one that they did there. And she just touched it up, because she touched on the another one joint that Remy did where she fumbled. And just like you said, Remy's strength is bars and freestyles. She can get on there for 6 minutes and do that. Mm-hmm. Nicki's strength is her team and probably her writing team and her hit-making capability. So what does she do? She gonna go and play her. This is chess, people. Do not stoop to down to your other person's level and try to do what they do. It's not going to work. Remy tried it with another one with the original song, and it flopped. It wasn't good because that's not her strength. She doesn't have solo bangers. That's not what Remy has.
What do you think about a possible Meek Mill and Remy Martin collaboration? What do you think?
That would be very interesting. It would probably make for a better song, because Meek can make better songs than Remy Ma solo.
And would that be petty of Meek, though?
I mean, but it was petty for Nicki to throw the shot that she threw. Back to back, me and Drizzy laughed at that. Like, damn, dude. That hurt. Nigga, it had to hurt.
Hey, he probably his face. That nigga turned that frown upside down. That nigga probably with cheese and this and then that straight went down. But
now, nigga probably turned the something. Man, turn that shit off, man. I don't want to hear no more of that shit.
I mean, you don't go hop on it. I don't feel like you hop on a track and Remy, because that's just reaching. And you don't, like, want to further this out, because you could argue and say that Meek started all of this.
That's a good point.
You could argue and say this, so I necessarily wouldn't do a song with Remy. But if I was Meek, I did this shit. If Drake keep trying to say he's dead and he did this and did that, Nicki throwing her little slick shots, and I'm sure people calling him, asking him for features or whatever to do with it, I feel like he ought to do a cool little 2-3 minute song. Like you said, he can put good songs together.
Right.
He got friends, do a dope little hook. Cold
Meek.
Yeah, Meek. He needed to address all this dead, this shit. Keep my name out of this shit. Quit talking about me. I'm done with all of it. Fuck it. Because I feel like he still get blowback from it. Two, can Remy Martin beat up everybody on that song?
Wayne, Drake, and Nicki?
Yes.
Yeah, probably so.
She can beat up everybody on the
song. When Nicki called her Shanae-Nae, I laughed out loud. Let's be very clear about that,
though. That was definitely a Drake bar.
I laughed. probably.
Ooh, Drake said.
No, the written bars was the LeBron bar.
That was Drake too.
That was the coldest line on the song, yeah. And that's not getting nowhere near as much attention as it should.
That was hard. People pointing out that was hard though.
That line was hard, dude.
People are pointing out that was hard. Probably the hardest line on the song. It was.
I'm not mad at the Nicki response, dude. The song, bro. I have listened to Sheetha one time. That's when we all heard it together. I haven't listened to it since, bro.
I've listened to it again though.
I haven't listened to it one time because, let's be honest, the first 3 minutes was slow. It was like, and then she started cooking toward the middle and toward the end. I was like, okay, now we got some heat. Bro, I don't want to sit through that again, bro.
No, you don't. I mean, I understand.
There's no need.
But are you sitting, are you going back for this, what, this No Frauds?
Yeah, this is slick banging.
Oh, slick banging.
I don't need no fraud. Like, the hook is catchy. Oh, okay. Like, you got to call it what it is, dude. I'm not riding around listening to Nicki Minaj Pink Friday every day, but this song right here was cool.
That's what I was asking. Were you listening to Pink Friday? So does Nicki have an album following this, or do we know what's going on with
that? Ain't no telling, man. I don't think she dropped 3 songs for nothing, and she's been out the game for a minute. Her last album was The Pink Print. Mm-hmm. She's been quiet ever since. So I can smell that on the horizon, but she gave Remy 72 hours to respond. I thought that was interesting. She went to IG and said that. Now, how Remy should respond, I'm not sure. Because she claimed it was over with.
I mean, I ain't got no response if I'm Remy. Like, you ain't just like that. There's nothing that Remy had to lose. She done got her 15 minutes. It's over. Go back to your normal lives. There's nothing to see here no more, people. Like, you can't prolong this.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's over now. Like, it's like somebody got knocked out in a fight. They got up. They kept trying to fight. Okay, it's over. Like, people are walking
away. Dead horse.
The crowd is dispersing. Like, nothing's happening.
So who won then? If this is the end and nothing else is ever said, who won?
Nicki.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, Remy gave a good fight. It went 12 rounds.
It might be a tie.
Nah, it ain't no tie.
It's a tie.
Because, I mean, I feel like if Nicki was going to lose, then it would have affected sales. It would have affected her brand. It would have affected all these things. And Remy didn't let it breathe long enough to do so. Like, when she got on the rope, she tried to come back with that last haymaker that she thought was going to knock out, which
swung
was her second
missed.
Song, and she missed.
Yeah.
And then Nick had an uppercut. Drake put some, like, wrestling days. Drake put, like, threw the chair in the match, and Nicki hit her with it, and it was over.
And then on top of that, to add insult to injury, that Sheetha has been taken off YouTube. It's been taken off. It's on iTunes still, but trust me, get out about a day or two.
She can't perform it live either.
She can't perform it live, and it can't be played on the radio.
So not only do I got a hit in which everybody's going to be listening to because I got Drake and Wayne on there, nobody can listen to your song anymore.
They can hear another one, though. Anybody want to hear that?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, and nobody want to even hear the second one.
See what I'm saying?
So
maybe Nicki did win.
That's why I say she won, because it was cool while it lasted. She had that little fame. She did the press run from it, and it was a valiant effort. It was great. She liked the Buffalo Bills, though. shout out to Tony O. All
right, shout out Big Jeff too.
I
know multiple Buffalo Bill fans for some reason.
Amazing.
I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
All right, moving on, man. Your boy Young Dolph. This might be the last time I talk about this.
My boy Young Dolph. It's my boy now.
Absolutely. Young Dolph has a new album dropping. Guess what it's called? Bulletproof.
No.
I didn't give you time. It's called Bulletproof. Now, he has been in interviews recently, and people have tried to get him to open up about the Yo Gotti incident or the shooting incident. And he's like, nah, the beef with Yo Gotti, that's dead, that's cooked, it's over with. The shooting incident, I wish I could talk about it, but I can't. Oh, yeah, by the way, the next day, my album, Bulletproof, is coming out. Can I read you the track listing for this Bulletproof album, please?
I'd love to hear it.
Because, first of all, this is your man, so you definitely want to hear it.
This is your man.
It's 10 songs. Number one is called 100 Shots. Number two is In Charlotte. Number three is But I'm Bulletproof. Number four is So Fuck 'em. Number five, That's How I Feel. Number six, I'm So Real. Number seven, I Pray for My Enemies. Number eight, I'm Everything You Wanna Be. Number nine, So That's Why You Envy Me. And number 10, Shaking My Head.
Is it a stretch to say that every song may sound alike? Do you think that may happen, that every one of these songs could possibly sound just alike? And they may be about Yo Gotti and the shooting incident that happened in Charlotte at the CIAA.
Do you think?
Maybe. I don't know what Dolph is doing right now. He ain't had a hit in a while. Dolph, friend of the show, he's been here before. I just feel like this is a...
Is he milking
he's
it?
He's grasping for air. I don't even think that he's necessarily milking it, but it's all he got, though.
If you get shot at 100 times and live, do you not make a whole album about it,
though? I'm at the fact that I don't know that Yo Gotti did that. I don't know that Yo Gotti people had anything to do about it. For all I know that you got an album coming out, this was a publicity stunt. For all I know.
To be honest...
Who gets shot at 100 times and don't get hit?
Hey, if you sitting in a tank...
I mean...
Look, you said before that you think this seemed a little fishy.
Mm-hmm.
This might be self-inflicted. And I'm gonna be honest. After all this right here, I'm starting to think that shit too.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie. This might be the first time in the history to show you called something correctly. Because this shit.
That's not true. But go ahead.
Because this shit seems so like Dolph, fam, bruh.
Even if it ain't set up, he making it look like it is, which don't look good for him.
That's all I'm saying.
And just. To be the character, yeah, you know what I'm saying? To feed into the character that Dolph is, his rap image, and I'm just not gonna say nothing. If I just got shot at 100 times, I'm slick, glad to be alive. I'm not finna go make an album. I'm finna go chill out in LA like one of my songs say.
Sound like that was Dolph trying to hit your line right now.
Yeah, I called that too close, maybe.
Nah, but I just listen. I just want good music. I don't really give a shit about all the extra
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, and I feel like that's the problem, Dolph. A little bit off from making good music right now.
The last tape was cool. That was one of his better efforts.
Didn't nothing stick though. Like we already coming
the
out.
The Gotti diss was kind of hot. I mean, you know what I'm saying? For what it was. I don't know if you want that to be your hottest
That's
song
what I'm
because
saying.
Then you can't
if
avoid
I, if I got
the
a
questions.
Ride off Yo Gotti diss being the hottest song, then I really need to go back to the lab. That's what I'm saying.
I agree. Of course, March 9th just passed, man. Everybody in the rap world knows what March 9th represents.
Mm.
The greatest rapper alive. Well, hold on. What is it? The greatest rapper ever?
Yeah.
Died on March 9th. Biggie, that's 20 years. Where does his legacy stand 20 years later? Is he still the best rapper ever?
Yeah, ironically, I had this conversation in the barbershop today, and a nigga was telling me that Jay was better because Jay did it longer.
That's a huge part.
All right, but
there's never been a nigga this good for this long.
All right, he everything that a rapper is like what you base a rap on, I think came from Big and Pop. Now you can say that they were influenced by the people prior to them, KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane, N.W.A., whatever it may be. But those two perfected what it is that we know a rapper as today. Regardless of how far off they are lyrically, people from them, 21 Savage, even what's the boy name, Lil Yachty,
right.
Who say he don't listen to them, that showmanship, that being on TV, Big and Pac were the first two to do that. Like KRS-One wasn't on TV like that, wasn't getting interviewed by the news, and the same with Big when he was on there, like he was the first of his kind. So I think rappers still have the lineage of Big and Pac today. So I say that to say, yeah, Jay Dopin did it for a long time, but the impact that Big made, where people are still influenced by him, he's been dead almost 20 years, I think it's going to be bigger than the impact that Jay has, which is going to give Big the edge in my book.
I'm speaking strictly music,
mm-hmm.
And there's no way I will allow myself to compare somebody that has two albums to somebody that's got 15.
That's the laziest argument that everybody.
No, that's the realest argument because that's what we're talking about. And you want to talk about impact?
Okay, who's done what he did lyrically in those two albums?
Who's
tell
what?
Me that lyrically in those two albums?
Nah, that's cool, but it's still two albums though. Four? Well, then you'd have an argument if it was four.
That's what I'm saying. Give me any other two albums that hold up to those two lyrically.
I don't need to.
You have to if you're gonna tell me that those two albums you need more than that.
That don't make you the GOAT. That's all I'm saying. You can be top three, top five. That'll make you the GOAT. Is
what makes
I'm saying.
You the GOAT?
You got to mix in everything. Longevity has to play a part.
But now I got to mix in everything. You just said you're talking strictly music.
Yeah, that's what I mean. No, I'm saying longevity in the music. That's what I mean. Because if we're just doing music, then Jay outweighs dude by 15,000 miles. It's not even close. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Jay got impact too. It ain't even. We'll be here all day talking about Jay.
Jay got impact as well. I think his impact spins off Big.
Man, to a certain
Big
extent.
Big and Pac didn't have the template that Jay-Z had.
Well,
so, like, nigga, it's easy for me to build Ask Me or Ask G's if Google was already there.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's if it wasn't no Google, then I got to create Google for my own. That's a totally different accomplishment. And that's why I think Big and Pac are greater than Jay.
Nah.
Or Big especially, who we talking about in this sentence.
I say, first of all, I love how everybody keeping his legacy alive. Every year, every March 9th, your social media gonna be lit up with big shit. Sure. Shout out to the Barclay. They doing BIG night in Brooklyn at the Nets game on Sunday. That's super dope. I'm fucking with it. Like, I get it. Big is a legend, of obviously. But I wouldn't be mad if somebody was like, I can't give him the GOAT title simply off the two albums. Like that, I don't see how that's debatable, dude. Mm. A nigga should be like, okay, I can see that. That should be the end of it. No, I can see that.
I don't see that.
You may not agree with it, but you can see it, though. Like, that's... Well, Jay had two albums.
I definitely don't agree with it. I mean, if Jay had two, you can't put. You act like it's Big's fault that he had two albums, though.
It's nobody's fault.
People often tell me that Barry Sanders is better than Emmitt Smith, when Barry Sanders could have played past him in production and been known as the best running back ever, like image wise and numbers wise. But he didn't do that. Do y'all take that away from Barry Sanders as being the best running back ever?
Yes, no, several people will. Dude.
You don't. Several I'm asking you, will. My nigga. I asked you.
Several people will.
Do you?
Yes, you got
you
to.
You liar. So Emmitt Smith better than Barry Sanders. Say
fuck
it on
Emmitt
air.
Smith and the Cowboys. Fuck anybody with a cowboy uniform on, dude. I don't care about any of them.
That's how you should feel.
Shit.
When you're the best, we expect people to feel that way. We don't fucking expect y'all to love us.
Rest in peace, Big.
We're the villains.
I don't know how this turned into a cowboy discussion.
Because we the best, God damn it. Go ahead. What we got next?
Let's moving on. Moving on to another fallen rapper, dog. T.I.'s artist, Dobie, of course, died a couple years ago now. His label or his management is gearing up to release his posthumous album until he dropped the cover and the name of the album. The name of the album is No Life After Death. That's strange. And then the cover was the picture of Dobie in his casket with the all-white suit on with the ice on and the patch. The mother of his sons hit up the manager. What's his name? DJ Frank White.
Frank White, yeah.
Hit him up and asked him to take it down or to change the cover because it was tasteless. And Frank White went on a long semi-rant and was like, fuck it, I just want to put the album out. Fair or foul for Mr. Frank White to use this cover as the album cover for the dead Dobie?
Now, the initial reaction, obviously, you see a casket, man, dead body right there. You're like, ugh. Like, why would you do that?
Right.
Like, it's dead. Especially, you see the follow-up with the text, and his baby mama didn't want it. I'm not sure who the other person that he mentioned was. Maybe his mom or something who signed off on it and said it was cool.
Right.
I ask a question after I say those things. Would we be talking about Dobie's album if that wasn't the cover? And I think that's the same way that DJ Frank White was looking at it. I think that he's saying, and I'm giving him a whole lot of leeway here.
Right.
But I think what he's saying is, I'm doing my job. And I know, though, and I know that you're thinking emotionally as, like, someone who loved him, someone right. who, you know, wants that image out here. And I get that. Like, I totally get that and don't think that that's wrong. But I think that he's coming from a whole nother aspect that you can say is wrong or right.
Business marketing.
Depending upon how you feel about it. But he looking at it like, nigga, this is what's going on. Now, T.I. done commented on this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because he does manage T.I.'s son, and T.I. was affiliated with Dobie. Damani is who DJ Frank White manages. So, with all of that being said, he's actually doing his job as a manager by putting this on
there. See, this is my one issue with that. Mm-hmm. And I'm super cool with that, because you're probably right. If that cover is his headstone or just a photo shoot, maybe when he was young, then it would have got an article on XXL or Hip Hop DX and not many clicks. Right. Yeah, controversy sells. We all understand that. We wouldn't be talking about it if he didn't have his cover.
True.
But we're talking about it in a negative light. I still would have listened to the Dobie project because, again, it would have gotten enough press. You still would have listened to it.
Yeah.
Like, you're not listening to it because he got his dead bodies on the front, dog. Yeah,
that's you and I.
Like, that's whack, though. But my whole issue was, in the text thread, his baby mama was like, hey, can you take this down? Maybe just put a picture of his headstone, something of that nature. And dude was acting like that was just the hardest thing in the world to do. Yeah. If it was marketing, then say it's marketing. If we're trying to get clicks, then say that.
Yeah, she was super chill. He was
Man, nigga, but he was tripping.
Yeah, he was mad aggressive.
Yeah, I was like, damn, and bro. So, like, if he would have just explained that and be like, okay, I'm sorry. I was thinking, this is how my thinking was. But she said, do you want his sons, you want that to be the last image that they see a dude? A fucking album in Best Buy, nigga, with his dead body on the front? Like, that shit whack, dude. I feel like he made that shit way more difficult. So then he like, I'm not going to put it out.
Yeah, I agree with
that. Come on, man.
At that point, you're being a dick about it, and I feel like that's what he was. Like, I get it initially.
Right.
And like,
his thought process was fine.
Yeah, if he spoke to Dobie's mom or whoever that was, and she was like, okay, I ain't got no problem with that. And then the baby mama hit him up and was like, well, I do got a problem.
Right.
Then you need to sit down and have that conversation with her and explain to her what you're doing, not just be so cold and aggressive like we seen in the text thread. Now, we don't know if that was doctored or whatever, like,
true.
He said, but he totally come off looking like the dick here when he may have had a good plan and could have got it off. But the headstone, I think, was a good idea as well.
Absolutely. And I don't think, obviously, I don't know, dude, but I don't think he would maliciously put his dead body to be like disrespectful, to spit on his grave. Like, I don't see none of that. I just think, like you said, he was trying to think from a marketing standpoint, and he's trying to get them clicks and sell records. And he said that in the text thread, he said that he's not getting nothing off the album. He was doing it so that his kids would eat off of it, and that the baby mama would eat off of it, and that his family would be able to eat.
Yeah, he said, it's for y'all.
It's for y'all. But at the same time, he acted real sensitive about the shit, though.
Right.
Like, dude, calm down, bro. I'd love to holler at him about it, though. Get him to tell his story, though.
That's a fact.
All right, finally, before we get to this song break, there's two documentaries. I'm a fan of documentaries. You like documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
There's two documentaries right around the corner, man, of two hip-hop label powerhouses.
Mm.
Puff has a Bad Boy documentary that is premiering at the Tribeca Film Festival, and the long-awaited Cash Money Birdman documentary that he talked about on his BET show, The Mogul Joint.
On Ray J's BET show. Don't you do Ray J like that.
The Birdman documentary is called Before Anything. It comes out May 12th. Now, here's my question.
Ray J's executive producing the documentary, too.
Oh, my God. Here's my question. Let's say they've got the premiere. You got a ticket to each one. You can only hit one. It's at the same night, same time. Which documentary are you going to, Birdman or Bad Boy?
And not based off content, but just strictly, I feel like one would be done much better than the other one, and that's Puff.
You don't want to see the Ray J directed
Birdman
film?
I like Moguls. I like some of Ray J's work.
Right.
But I just feel like Puff going to put, if he doing it at Tribeca,
Big Dog
coming
Film
out,
Festival.
Big Dog.
De Niro,
I feel like he didn't put in the work that he want, and it's gonna be great. You're gonna have old Big footage, probably songs. Like the shit gonna be epic.
I agree.
You can already feel that with the Bad Boy just mentioning that he got a documentary coming out. And I like the fact that he's not going biopic. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody doing the biopic now since NWA. I like the fact that he going another route right now and giving you the documentary, because that's what you had at first when you had Backstage.
Right.
Had, whatever other one that you had prior to the biopic stuff taking off. But I think he taking it back to that and give you an early essence, the hip-hop feel around that Backstage era. I think it'll be fly as fuck.
I agree. It's going to be a lot of unseen footage. Super dope. Young Puff hustling. This shit gonna look crazy when you take into consideration where he at now. But I'm intrigued by the Birdman movie simply because it's called Before Anything. And he's taking it up to the point before he got with Cash Money and got with the Hot Boys. And I know Birdman life was very interesting up until that point, and I would love to get an insight of it. Now, if it come off looking like a low budget Master P movie, that's gonna hurt me.
Well, I ain't even saying that it's going to be no budget. I'm just saying, I think that...
Are we sure?
We seen the clip. Oh, man.
Yeah, they
Birdman
did the trailer. The trailer,
like, I seen
out.
The trailer, and...
Right.
Exactly. Like, I done seen that style and type before from a documentary. You know, I mean, I get the whole Birdman story. We really don't know it because we really don't get to talk to him a lot. So, I'm interested in that, too, but I could watch that on BET. I'm cool. I have to be in the theaters for that Puff because, like, it's... Big Dog surround sound, a big screen is going down. I need to hear that. I don't got to see that baby in there.
God,
I ain't got to see that.
Yeah, I got to see that Puff too. I ain't going to lie. But I'm interested. Again, May 12th, that Birdman. I'm interested to see what it's hitting on.
I definitely would like to see it, though.
I know at one point in time, it was supposed to debut on Apple. I'm not sure how that's going to work now.
Yeah.
If it's coming out in theaters or Redbox, I don't know.
Hov need to quit playing and go on and drop that visual.
Hov,
I need
what
a Rock
visual?
Nation visual.
From just what time periods? What are we talking about?
From
Are we saying Reasonable Doubt? Are we saying Rockefeller?
He ain't got to even go back. I need the business. Like, I feel like the business hove, like him up at Rock Nation and
okay.
the sports deals. And
Budweiser.
Like over the last, yeah, like over the last years, he was courtside with the Nets, like some of the little inside of what he be saying, the little players and shit like that. Like, I love that little documentary, like the Rock Nation documentary on hove.
Yeah, wait on that.
Never happened, huh?
Music break. A couple weeks ago, a couple of episodes ago, you asked me where Freddie Gibbs was. I said, hell if I know. He's been missing ever since he beat that rape case.
He's gonna drop again, huh?
Well, that nigga just heard. That nigga clearly heard us, dude. Because in the last couple of days, he has dropped a new video, the title of a new project, and a release date. The new video is called Crushed Glass. Let's go, Gangsta Gibbs. I put you on the show any chance I get, goddammit.
Oh, God.
Let's see what
clearly
he hitting
payola.
On.
The future started yesterday, nigga. Every minute feeling different, I am not the same, nigga. I admit that I was timid at a younger age, nigga. Daddy asked me what I wanna be, I said a pay, nigga. Whipping extras out the pot, I gave myself a raise, nigga. Heavy sinning, can't remember last time I prayed, nigga. So the devil introduced me to cooking cocaine, nigga. On the blaze, 7 days, ain't babe for shame, nigga. I was thugging with my trait, ayy. Motherfucker president, I got a presidential date, ayy. I run a checkup like a Chase Bank. The police opened up your package, just to ship it, come a date, ayy. Just be the rape case. Groupie bitch, I never fuck. Tried to give me 10 for some pussy that I never touch. At a certain level, system try to test a nigga nuts. Nigga higher like 11 lawyers at the level of, yeah.
Level up.
Living this life, it's me, myself, and
I. I hear you, Gangsta Gibbs.
Is
shit.
That old or new?
It's
is
brand
that,
spanking new off new? His new album, You Only Live Twice, coming March 31st.
That's brand new Gangsta Gibbs, right?
Yes.
Sounds old.
Fresh off the rape case.
Maybe that was before the case.
Nah, you heard him on there.
He talked about it in there. He needed
You know how mad I'd be if somebody falsely accused me of rape and I ain't even smashed?
The bigger
I'd be so hot about that.
Is it over for him?
No, nigga, what are you talking about?
That movie?
You're just not a fan. I mean, the difference between it being over for somebody and you just not being a
he
fan.
He can rap, though. But I mean, that sounds like every other Gangsta Gibbs song that you've ever played.
Good. I don't want it to sound like...
I want it to sound like, hey, I should go check out this album, and it doesn't say that. That's all I'm saying.
That's what all of his songs sound like. That's what they all say.
That's why I don't check out any of his albums.
That was Crushed Glass. Shout out Freddie Gibbs. I see you, boy.
Rap, though. Gangsta Gibbs can rap.
And you can hate.
That's not hating. He's saying he can rap. He's good at what he does. He's just not good at convincing me to listen. That's what I'm saying.
All right, fuck it. We back. On Deck TV Podcast. Your man, Animal Brown.
Yep, I am Spike Lou. Check us out, man. The On Deck TV Rap Chat on Facebook. Go join the conversation. Animal Brown and myself swoop through, drop comments. Y'all go back and forth. We love to see the debate.
Yes.
Beyond the show, so y'all go to the Rap Chat on Facebook. Also follow the show page on Twitter, On Deck TV Podcast, as well as Instagram, On Deck TV Network.
Absolutely. Alright, Rick Ross time.
Who?
The moment I've been waiting for. God damn it.
Ever since you got beard filler and your beard is fuller, you've been a bigger Ross fan. I feel like the more your beard grows, the bigger Ross fan you become, but go ahead.
The more he makes good music. He's got 8 albums deep. His new one comes out this week. So it was time. Which once you reach 7, 8, 9 albums, it's time to rank your discography. You're doing big things. So as we always do, we're gonna take it from the bottom, 8 to 1. First off, give me your 8, 7, and 6 ranked Rick Ross albums.
8 for everybody should be Hood Billionaire.
Okay.
Trash, Slaw, however you want to put it. Forced It. He was way too deep in the game to be dropping something like that. At that, like, if it was an early Ross, I would have gave it more leeway.
Okay.
So, boom. 7 for me was Port of Miami. I'm
going
to let that sink in for everybody.
If it was an early Ross, I would have let him slide, and then you put the earliest Ross as next slowest.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Because his flow wasn't perfected. Overrated songs. Like, people have been trying to force that Port of Miami on me since it came out. It don't do it. Like, Ross got a lot better albums, and he was a better rapper after this CD. Lyrically, this is worse CD. His flow wasn't good. The cadence ain't great. Like, it just, And then after this, Black Market. Black Market was like, he just fumbled that out there. It wasn't nothing to me. What was the single off Black Market? Do you
song
know?
With him and Chris Brown, Sorry.
The song with him and Chris Brown, Sorry.
Yes.
How did it go? Does anyone
remember
how
it went? You want me to sing the goddamn song?
Yes, Chris
Brown.
Sing it, Chris
no,
Brown.
No, I'm not singing the damn
song.
Do
the dance, too. Oh, you're doing... Oh, do the dance. Nah.
No.
But anyway, I feel like that album just, like, came and went. Just, like, all of... Well, excuse me. Just like Hood Billionaire did. Port of Miami, of course, made an impact. I just didn't like that sonically. Go ahead.
All right. You're absolutely right. Number 8 is clearly Hood Billionaire. It came out like 6 months after another album that he had done. He was feeling the pressure because Meek had got locked up and his album had got pushed back. So he had to do something.
Mm-hmm. He just
so he forced this Hood Billionaire out there. It's got a couple of songs on there. It's a little more than I remembered because I went back and listened to it. But it's still hands down his worst album. Mm-hmm. Next up, we got Triller.
Triller?
Triller is number 7 on my list. Yeah, it's Trill mixed with Thriller. The title alone had me questioning the shit. I said, oh, this ain't finna be nothing. I had a couple of songs. Like, he tried to do the speeding with R. Kelly, flopped.
I think this one Rick Ross came into his own.
It was okay. Like, it was just some little cool. It wasn't trash like Hood Billionaire. But he went the song Boss with T-Pain. That's when he coined the phrase Boss.
Boss, I got a fresh line up.
Yeah, that was a huge record. So, and then this is also his first collaboration with what's the group? Justice League. So that birthed a nice little bond.
And the first Maybach Music was on his
first song. Maybach Music.
When Jay absolutely murdered him, said they didn't invite him back for the Maybach Musics ever again.
This was the first Maybach Music, and that shit was fire.
Yeah, Jay. Jay watched Ross. Well, no, Ross.
Of course.
Too, though.
Number 6 is I'm Going Deeper Than Rap. Deeper Than Rap is good. Again, he really only has one horrible album, and it's Hood Billionaire. Let's make that very clear. Deeper Than Rap, when was that? That was 2009. It was okay. He had just got off of the 50 Cent beef.
This started the 50 beef.
He thankfully addressed the CO rumors on Valley of Death.
Yeah, yeah.
Finally.
That's one of his best songs.
That song was stupid, but it had too many R&B features on here. Dream, Avery Storm, Robin Thicke, Neo, John. But I don't need all them on no goddamn album, dude.
That song with Avery Storm was banging. Rich Off Cocaine.
Who is that? Who is Avery Storm?
Oh, no, that's on the other one.
You see what I'm saying?
No,
it's on. You don't know what it's on, dude.
It's on now.
Deeper Than Rap was cool.
Deeper Than Rap had some hits on there.
It was good. It was good. Too many R&B songs. That's my biggest problem with that album.
Yeah, that was bang.
Really? Give me 5 and 4.
My 5 is Triller. Ironically.
Nah.
Yeah, Triller number 5 for me. I think he had, like I say, Ross came into his own. He coined the Boss phrase. You start looking at him as more of a boss. He starts solidifying that in this album. That's why I put it at 5. 4 for me is Mastermind.
Mm.
I think Mastermind was one of his better albums.
Mastermind, bang.
Yeah, it was real creative. He got some dope. The Nobody, the Black and White.
Fire.
He had a lot of dope songs on there as far as him coming into himself as an artist. Like, Ross was flexing his muscle on Mastermind. I feel like it was real creative. It fit the title very well.
I like the artwork on Mastermind too.
That's why I'm saying all of it.
Artwork was dope as fuck.
All of it played together perfectly. That artwork was fire. I need that poster actually.
That'll be hard. Yeah. All right, my 5 and 4. Number 5 is Black Market. Period.
That's overrated.
That was the latest one he dropped. It's got so much heat on this.
So much heat.
Free Enterprise with John Legend.
You just didn't need John Legend, though.
Smile Mama Smile with CeeLo? Are you serious?
Mm-hmm, I'm serious.
Nigga, the song with Nas, the Color Money, this whole album had a lot of heat on it. It's probably better for me to pick the slow songs than it is the bangers because it's too many. The Foreclosure went hard. I fuck with Money Dance, Carol City.
You fuck with Money Dance?
Yeah, hell yeah, that's banging.
Oh, yeah.
With Dream? Man, nigga, that shit banging. And he rapping his ass off on that Foreclosure. This is Ross in full form, dude.
Mm.
He's mastered his flow. He knows what it is that he's going to deliver. He knows what you want. He could get on here and give you 15 BMFs, but he doesn't choose to. He doesn't have to do that. He's got an ear for music and an ear for beats, and he proves it time after time, but he really did on this one.
That's a fact.
I said Black Market, and then number four is Port of Miami. Out the gate, I never forget this. I was listening to that Port of Miami with my man Fade Eastwood, and he said,
"Hey, bro." Jeezy.
No, he said, "Hey, bro, this nigga Rick Ross be ripping shit. Like, dude, gonna be cold." And I was like, he okay. Like you said, his flow wasn't the best at the time.
Slow.
he's mastered it ever since. But that Port of Miami had work on it, though. And my man Faye was like, yeah, bro, dude, nice. I was like, he okay. But it's got plenty of bangers on it. Obviously, Every Day I'm Hustling was hard on there. That was the banger that set it off.
Is that Ross' biggest song? Yeah, that's easily his biggest song.
Yeah, it got to be the biggest song. Yeah, obviously. Oh, yeah. I think it got to be the biggest song. That album was fire, dude. Like, I don't know what the fuck you were listening to at the time, or if you're too big of a Jeezy stan to admit it.
I prefer Jeezy over Ross, yes.
That's fine.
You know what I'm saying? So that album, it was too close to when Jeezy first came out, and it was too close to what Jeezy was, and it wasn't Jeezy.
Cross the Line.
So, yeah, that's cool. Blow, all of that. Yeah, all of that.
Where My Money?
All of that's cool.
White House?
Cool. Yeah, all of that's some cool.
White fucking House?
You ready to move on?
Dude.
Are you done?
Nah, hold on.
Are you
White
done?
House?
Yeah, what about it?
Woo! What club was we at when I heard that White House, man? And goddamn lost it.
You ain't never heard that White House in no club.
I swear we was in a strip club down in the A when it came out. I forgot who the fuck I was with. That's killing me. Somebody text me, whoever I was with, when that White House came on in the strip club.
It was Drop Dead Fred you was with.
God damn, that shit was hard. All right, give me your top three.
You wasn't with Drop Dead Fred.
I don't know who that is.
Never seen Drop Dead Fred.
Old ass movie, dude.
I thought you didn't know who it was. Anyway. What is it now? 3-2? Where we at?
3, 2, and 1 would be the top three that I'm referring to.
I thought you wanted to save one. So 3 for me is Deep in the Rap.
Nah, it's way too fucking high.
3 for me is Deep in the Rap because he had hits on that. The infamous Mafia Music where he was murdering 50 on that at Valley of Death
that
also. I feel like Ross did his thing on here, like going into even past that Ball State, because this was after the Triller album. He did his thing on here as far as setting up what he was, who he was, and making that it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, so right.
I got to go with that one. Then I got to go with God Forgives I Don't.
Mm.
Yeah, God Forgives I Don't was serious. Like, that Amsterdam might be my favorite Ross song.
I can respect and accept that.
That God Forgives I Don't was Ross at exceptional prowess. Like,
why
he was
an
MC's MC. Because number one to me, easily is Teflon Don.
Why is that better than God Forgives?
BMF, MC Hammer.
Okay.
Tears of Joy. Like,
woo!
That album was closest to a complete work of everything from Ross. Because you had, like you said, he can do the BMF, but he can do the other stuff too. But he had the BMF on there. He had that on there. And he had the Tears of Joy on there. And he had the song with Raphael Sadiq at the end.
Crazy.
And the Aston Martin Music. Like, he gave you everything on there. Like, it was hits. So that was Ross. And, like, Ross was rare form right there. So I got to go Teflon Don number one. Teflon on that.
Let me give you the real top three of Ross albums. Number three, I got to go Mastermind. Again, cover was sick. This was fresh off of his beef. Remember when he dropped the Bar Mitzvah cover, the mixtape, and he was hot at the GDs was hot at him, and he allegedly got shot at in the Maybach. All of that controversy and shit was coming at him, similar to what we have with Young Dolph. But instead of calling his album Dodging Bullets in the Maybach, he came out with Mastermind and he dropped Fire. You hear me? The song with Wayne on the A1 production.
Yeah.
A1 production on this Mastermind straight through.
That song
with Ye and Big Sean.
It blesses in disguise of Scarface.
Oh, my God. Scarface murdered that, too. This is one of my favorite. This was tough because I feel like the top two are clear cut top two, but that's not the shit on number three. The Mastermind is banging. Again, I like the whole setup, the cover, the whole nine.
I agree with that.
My top two are the same as yours. This in a different order. Teflon Don is number one only because there's 11 songs. That's the only reason.
12, but go ahead.
Nah, it's not 12. It's 11. It might be even 10 on there. That's a short-ass album,
dude. I think at Raphael Sadiq, number 12.
We can bet that. You look that up while I break this shit down. Listen, Teflon Don is complete flames. You could argue the only slaw song on there is the one with Puff and Trey Songz. That song is ass. You take that off, it's damn near classic. Like, it's complete flames. The only reason it's not number one is because God Forgives I Don't is Ross at his pinnacle. Superb production. I'm talking about, it sounds like a movie score. That nigga album, the Maybach Music 4 with Neo, is arguably the best one, and that's with no other rap feature. Nigga, the Amsterdam, like you said, he gave you the hype shit with These Niggas Won't Hold Me Back and now 9/11. He gave you the hype shit, but then he gave you the mellow shit. Dude, this album is fucking fantastic, dude. Like, this is a, I want to call it a classic. I really do. But it's classic Ross, though. I'm not going to make other people be like, nah, nigga, that's a classic. This is a classic Ross tape. It won't get any better than that. Double back and go listen to that if you haven't heard it. It's superb. Su-fucking-perb. You hear me? But that Teflon Don, you just looked it up and didn't want to act like you only saw it was 10 or 11 songs.
It's like 12 songs on Apple Music.
But what?
The 12th song is a video.
Oh, shit. So okay, then. It's like 11 songs then, motherfucker.
It's 12 songs. Like I said, it's a bonus video, which is...
Nigga, can you listen to the video, dude?
Yeah.
No.
You want me to play it right now? It's playing. The video is playing right now. Super high bonus video. So if I'm riding in my car with my headphones on, that 12 song,
you can just listen to the song.
But the number 12 on Apple Music.
Oh shit!
Is that?
Nah, but Ross catalog. If I'm grading the catalog on a letter scale, with only one true slaw album, which is Hood Billionaires on Quest to release some slaw. I've never heard anybody say they liked it. But it was he gets an excuse because it was forced. Because I feel like that was a label play again. Because Meek was locked up and Stolly is Stolly. He had to put it out. It's a B+ discography, dude. And this B+ new album finna be fire.
His new album got a lot of features on it.
And you got the Deep in the Rap top 3. That's got 100 features on it, dude. That don't mean nothing.
I didn't say nothing. Who gives? No, I'm talking about the new album got a lot of features on there, which is his 9th album, and Deep in the Rap, whichever one I said wasn't that album. I feel like he ought to be able to do an album straight through with less features now. That's my opinion.
That's what Black Market is, though. Black Market doesn't have that many features at all.
You named John Legend, Chris Brown, like that many features?
Okay, that's two.
CeeLo.
That's three.
Look at these people. These are Grammy Award winners,
it's
dude.
18 songs.
He ain't got no features. It's just Chris Brown, John Legend, and CeeLo.
Mary J. Blige.
Exactly.
Fire, too. Hey, all them songs, man. Fire. What's the letter grade on his discography without hating? Try to take the hating out of it.
I don't hate at all. I don't even know how to do it, but it's a B, not a B plus. It's definitely a B. He got a couple below average albums, and he got a couple superb albums where he rapping his ass off. So I think it evened out, and he's above average. Clearly, Rick Ross is an above average star. So I give him a B.
He is hands down the most improved rapper
since his first album.
Yes, between him and Big Sean.
What about Game?
It's between him and Big Sean.
You don't put Game on that list? That's your boy.
It's between Ricky Ross and Big Sean as the most improved rapper from their first project to their latest.
What about J. Cole?
Nah, J. Cole always been nice.
He ain't been this nice, though.
He ain't been this nice, but he been nice, though. Like, J. Cole was nice. Rick Ross wasn't nice at first. And now, you listen to Devil in a Blue Dress, you listen like Ross done took off before.
Yeah, that's true.
God damn, dude, that Live Fast, Die Young with Kanye on that Teflon Don, man. Listen to Ross' second verse on that.
What's your favorite Ross verse?
Woo! The one I just named with him and Ye is super. When him and Ye get
Devil
together?
Devil in the Red Dress.
Either that or the Live Fast, Die Young. That Ross verse is crazy, the last one.
I'll take it, Tears of Joy. Or that Valley of Death, that last verse.
That Valley of Death fire too, though.
Yeah, that last verse from that Valley of Death series.
Y'all let us know, man. As always, go to the rap chat. Rank the albums. Let us know, did we get it right? I got it right. So just confirm that my list was lit. And please explain to Spike Lee why his was some slaw.
I'm surprised more people don't go at you for stuff like this. I'm surprised, like, your mentions. Like, do you not read your mentions?
My mentions always back me up. Shout out to y'all.
You need more followers.
Let's get to this music break. My 2017 breakout star was going to be Young M.A.
But?
I thought she was going to take off.
But?
No, there's no but. She has a new single.
Yeah, Hot Sauce.
Yeah, it's called Hot Sauce. It's the follow-up to Ooh. So I want to see if she's going to live up to the standards that I put her at for 2017. Let's check out Hot Sauce. See what it's hitting on.
Pull up to the club with a bottle on me. I'm already sipping. Got 5 voicemails, I just let the bread. And my bitch, she already tripped. Blue just rolled a blunt. He like, bro, you good? I'm like, nah, bro, let me hit it. Puff, puff, drink, I don't wanna think. Groupies wanna picture, groupies gotta wait. I'm in another zone, I'm in another zone. My girl getting on my nerves, I ain't going home. I don't got time for this shit. I don't got time for this bitch. Throwing ones like money growing trees. So when I look down, all I I see is green. Never look for love in the strip club, but all the bartenders give me big hugs. Like, all the turnarounds, girl, where you think you going with that big butt? Brown water sipping in that big cup. My nigga butter only rolling big blood. Chill, Duke, you are not a tough guy. You're not the only one with a gun, guy. My hitters like shooting shit for fun, guy. Headshot, hit the boy one time. Do not come to Brooklyn with that nonsense.
I hear you, Young M.A. Hot sauce.
Before I get on there, shout out Freshery in the building, man. If you're in Atlanta, 2175 Cheshire Bridge Road, man. He almost had a heart attack while Ross Lister. So we got it live in studio with us.
Absolutely. But,
that hot sauce.
Was it hot or not? Will it get ticking up north? Will it?
Nothing about that movement.
It was slick born. I ain't gonna lie.
You're like nothing about that. And, no and Young M.A. losing her steam, unless she got a mean little feature up her sleeve or something like that, it might be over.
She got an EP on deck right around the corner, and her album's supposed to come out later this year.
I think she need more than an EP. And why is it taking so long?
She milking the money off the Ooh joint, bro. That's how it goes. Fat Joe already told us how this work, man. It's not brand new.
Okay, Fat Joe has been doing this for 30 years. She is new. I should not have to wait so long to get music from a rapper. She's still establishing herself. I understand that you're touring off one song and you're being successful out there, but still, people trying to figure you out. And I get what you're saying as far as the long run, but is she a good rapper or not?
That's for us to find out, dude.
That's why people are saying that it might be over for her, because she can't put out music.
That's fair. I mean, she got the new shit coming. She got some new shit coming, dude. We'll see. We'll see what it sound like when she dropped the EP, when she dropped the album. But for right now, that song right there was, at best, just some look cool.
We just got a note from the producer.
And I'm hot about it.
We just got a note from the producer that she should do a song with 21 Savage. What you think about that?
I don't want no parts of that.
You don't want no parts of that Young M.A. 21 Savage song?
Keep me very far away from a 21 Savage anything. Verse, song, feature.
Says the nigga that picture. Pulled up to my crib to get me bumping the 21 Savage 2 weeks ago.
It was on satellite radio.
You liar. You ran it back.
That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
You ran it back.
I got big dog satellite radio. I can run back shit on my satellite radio.
Yeah, okay, get out.
All right, Milk Carton Artist of the Month.
Who we got?
It's March. Missing in March. You posed a very good question when we were rapping earlier. You said, hey, man, where the hell is Slim Jesus at? I said, God damn, that's a very good question. We should pose that question on the show. For those who don't remember, Slim Jesus is from Ohio. He came out two years ago with Drill Time. It was very controversial because he's a white guy that looks like Stewie from Family Guy.
Yeah, very harmless looking white guy.
Very harmless looking, but he had the big dog straps with the extendos in the video. It was on his big dog Drill Chicago Chief Keef shit. Got a lot of views. Went on like a little smaller tour. Niggas was trying to punk him and shit.
He got punked down here at the A3C, didn't he?
I think so.
Couldn't perform.
Yeah, I think he did. Like that. A lot of people was going in on him. Where is Slim Jesus? We don't know.
He got 60,000 Instagram followers per year. You check.
Is that about right? Does that sound right to you though? He does have 60,000.
That's about a basic Instagram model following. I get that.
So that's about okay.
That's about right for him.
That's about okay.
I'm surprised he got that many. I ain't gonna lie. I would expect.
Nah, that's about right.
30-ish.
Nah. Not when you got a 10 million view video, you're gonna have 60,000.
Do people follow and just forget that they following him? Because you know Instagram do that. Instagram do that funny shit with your feed where they don't put everybody up there. They just put the shit that you like up there.
Right.
People probably forget they follow Slim Jesus, and they go through their timeline. They're like, who the fuck is this white boy with this gun?
I tried to look up where his music is, what he's doing. If you go by his Instagram pictures, with the image is the same. None of that shit has changed. He still got the straps in the pictures with the weed and the syrup.
This nigga say, not found on Google. The only person that
what's the chance that Slim Thug makes a comeback? I mean,
Slim,
damn.
Don't you do Slim Thug like it.
Slim, my bad, Slim. Eesh. Slim Thug. What's the chance that Slim Jesus makes a comeback and has a relevant rap career?
Man, an Ice Cube's chance in hell. That's what he has. An Ice Cube's chance in hell at making anything. Like,
damn.
Other than us speaking of what happened to him, you will never hear his name again. Ever.
Grand opening, grand closing.
It wasn't a grand open. It was just an open. And it's a closing, and he's out of there.
If he called you and wanted you to manage him, would you take the call?
No.
Really?
He can't rap. Like, it's
remember, Baby was trying to sign him, though.
There's nothing that you could do with him, though.
Birdman was trying to sign him.
He'll pay for that Baby deal right now. He will pay Baby right now to, like, let him work with Cash Money and manage him. He'll do that. He'll pay Baby right now if he could.
He'd have more than 60,000 followers. He I don't know about that bag. He wouldn't have no money or nothing.
Baby went with the other white boy that was on Moguls.
Right, I saw that.
What's his name?
Caskey.
I don't believe you know his name.
Damn, hey, man, I'm deep in this rap shit, man. I am not bullshitting.
You're a fan.
I am a fan of this shit, and I'm not bullshitting. You can ask me anything off the top of my head. I'm probably going to know this shit.
Yeah, you just listen to that Caskey. Just say you're a Caskey fan.
I don't listen to
the
shit at all.
Say I bang that Caskey. Y'all don't waste your time trying to figure out who Caskey is or what we're talking about.
All right, man. Look, new music coming out. Big Dawg Week this week.
Before you get to the... Go ahead. What you finna say for the new music? Go ahead.
I'm just finna say, nigga, we got new albums out to listen to.
That's a fact. I want to make sure we hit on one, though.
Yeah, I got... Slow down, man. I just named who Caskey was, dude. Let me cook right now.
You want too much, dog. Your stove getting hot. Go ahead. Who to read?
J.I.D., that's J. Cole, newest artist. He dropped his album, The Never Story. Y'all check that out. Remember, we played this joint. We were a little skeptical because he sounded like Kendrick.
Just like him.
The album, in my opinion, is actually kind of dope. There's no promo for it. I don't know what J. Cole doing with his artist, dude.
He just floating him out there trying to do the thing that he did. That ain't going to work for dude. But I like dude.
He nice, though.
Yeah, like, he got some dope songs, some Cole concepts with the hooks and stuff. He like, true. Yeah, that shit dope.
I agree. This week, we've got Step Brothers 3.
He need to change his name, though.
J.I.D. is some slaw.
He definitely got to change his name.
Give me something else besides that. Step Brothers 3, Starlead on Don Trip, that's out this week.
March 17th.
Absolutely. We've got Rick Ross, Better You Than Me, also out this Friday. And we've got Drake, More Life, March 18th, finally.
It's not coming out.
You don't think so? He actually put it up this time.
He put it up this time, so it probably may. It may come out. It may. It's a 50-50 chance. It's still Ross shine. Excuse me, stole Ross shine.
Oh, yeah, he crushing Ross with buzz. That. But I'm ready for all that. I can't wait. I'm listening to all of that shit we just got through naming.
Yeah,
hype about that.
That is a fact. I want to hear all of that. I'm listening to that J.I.D. now. Y'all go check that out on Apple
Fire.
Music. He definitely need to change his name, though.
South by Southwest is kicking off this week as well. Yep, if anybody going to be in Dallas. Yep. Wanted to make it. I'm doing too much. I can't make it. I'm sorry. I had to take L.A. over Dallas. I apologize. I couldn't do it. Mm. Can't do both in a week. I'm washed. I can't do that.
Catch us at A3C, though.
A3C for sure.
That's coming up.
What you got on deck for this upcoming weekend?
The rest of the weekend?
Right.
I don't know. I'm going to see how the wind blows, man.
I'm trying to debate, man. Somebody give me a series to start. I want to start a series.
Billions.
I've tried that already. I'm good. My man Trump told me about Game of Thrones, man. I might start this shit.
He said my man Trump told me about
My man, shout out Plaza, man. He told me Game of Thrones. He watched it. I respect his opinion on TV. he told me to check it out. I may start. I may kick it off.
Game of Thrones for four. Fuck it. It's only the most popular show on TV. Only. It's only that.
Not until I start watching it.
It come back on in July.
Not until I give it the stamp.
Actually, you can't even catch up right now. It's over.
Also, man, y'all been paying attention to the IG On Deck TV podcast. You saw we put a video up. We had a nice little giveaway. Y'all got to pay attention to that shit. You got to turn your notifications on if you missed it. Just like you said, IG got the fucked up timeline. Be out of order. Shit from 12 hours ago. Be popping up at the top of your screen. Turn on your notifications, man, for the On Deck TV podcast. And you'll catch those giveaways and shit. We're going to have a lot going on this year. New website coming soon, too. New rebranding. Hey, man, just keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah,
okay?
Y'all were asking about those shirts that you've seen freshery in over there. So y'all go check out the site On Deck TV Pod. Excuse me, On Deck TV Network on Instagram, and we're going to have those for y'all.
Absolutely, man. We'll see y'all again regular scheduled time. I think we're going to drop this one a little early, man, for everybody. So if it's Tuesday, happy Tuesday, goddammit.
You're welcome.
Fuck with us next week, man. We'll see y'all.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.